This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Hunter Morrison. A stone's throw from Kenai's North Beach, a small group walks through waist-high dune grass to a running creek. Volunteer Shannon Dwyer makes notes on a clipboard.
We're planning on setting up on the bar down there.
Another volunteer, clad in chest waders, steps into the creek holding what looks like a karaoke microphone. He dips one end into the shallow water while Fish and Games, Caitlin Cafferty, reads data from a monitor on the other end of the wire. Dwyer takes a note.
7.12 for pH.
For pH, 7.12. Second reading.
Okay, you want to just like move it upstream a little bit, right, if you can.
The group is studying the Kenai River's water quality. The project collects data and water samples from the river and its tributaries. It's run by the Kenai Watershed Forum, a Soldotna-based environmental nonprofit.
The basic idea of this work is the same way you might see your physician for a blood draw as part of an annual health checkup.
That's Ben Meyer, a research coordinator with the Watershed Forum.
We are similarly looking at what are things in the water that are of interest or of concern, and are those within normal ranges.
The Kenai River Watershed gets a twice-yearly checkup because of its natural and economic importance to the Kenai Peninsula. Scientists look at the watershed's nutrient and bacteria levels, among other things. The multi-agency project tracks changes over time and monitors potential harms to wildlife, like salmon. But the project's costs haven't kept pace with inflation, and the Watershed Forum may have to reduce its scope. Meyer says that could limit management decisions that keep the watershed healthy.
This monitoring program is not necessarily designed to comprehensively understand and address those issues at the small micro scale, but at the macro scale, these things add up, especially as the community develops and grows, and we want to understand where there might be places that there's the opportunity to intervene.
One of those interventions led to a reduction in gas pollution. A previous water monitoring survey found higher than safe contamination levels caused by a specific type of boat engine. Those engine types are now banned in the lower Kenai River. But it's not just pollution the project is looking for. Their data showed the river's getting warmer. Cafferty, with Fish and Game, says that can harm baby salmon.
Obviously, salmon need clean water, so it's important to have an idea of what our water quality is looking like. And something that's tricky about water quality is there can be things that you don't necessarily see that are happening in the water that are affecting the salmon.
Cafferty says lower Kenai River tributaries, like the one she monitored near Kenai's North Beach, is an important rearing habitat for baby salmon. And she says ensuring salmon health ensures the Kenai Peninsula's economic health. Project volunteer Shannon Dwyer agrees.
So much is bought from our stores by all these people coming in to use the dip net fisheries. I mean, our stores, our campgrounds, everything. This is a high tide that floats all boats, economically speaking. Every aspect of the salmon feeds into every aspect of our economy.
Meyer, with the Watershed Forum, says having a project like this speaks to the cultural, natural, and economic value the community puts on the Kenai River watershed. He hopes the project won't have to reduce its scope. That's it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Hunter Morrison. Have a great weekend.